little prayer that is prayed, simple little prayer. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for this food. God's goodness is not just as we would think of good deeds and kindness. His goodness directly emanates from His holiness. From His holiness, His purity. In Him there's no darkness at all. No variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Pure light. So pure that in His presence, seraphim had wings to cover their face and cover their feet. They were designed to operate in the presence of God in worship and praise and honor. But they had to be covered. Celestial beings with celestial bodies couldn't stand in the presence, the pure, direct presence of God. And in that goodness, remember Moses? He said, I want to see you. There was a place of meeting where Moses went to, and God met with him there. And the Bible said He spoke with him mouth to mouth. And I looked at that, and I looked at the scripture, said, I will speak to my prophets in visions and dreams, but not so my servant Moses. Him I will speak to mouth to mouth. They held a conversation just like you and I would hold a conversation. Isn't that incredible? Yes. And I said, how in the world did he qualify? What kind of spiritual heights and depths did he plumb and ascend to be in that kind of place with God? I found the answer in his character. It said, now the man Moses, above all men of the earth, was most meek. Meekness is not weakness. It's power. Under control. Can you say amen? If you intend to obey the word of God, it's going to require the fruit of meekness. You're going to have to hear with the intent to obey, not just hear and go your own way. Can you say amen? Pastor Buster Rhyme, I don't know if you got it or not. Amen. Amen. And there's too many people that are forgetful hearers and not doers of the word. But the man who hears with the intent to do, God will give you the strength to do. I'm going to bust a few more rhymes before we're done today. Can you say amen? If you got the intent to do it, God will give you the strength to do it. He won't override your will, but when you will to be right with God, He will give you the power to be right with Him. For as many as received Him, to them gave He what they did not have, the power to become the sons of God. Can you say amen? The Son of Man, the Son of God became the Son of Man that the sons of men might become the sons of God. So if you want to be right with God, you will to be right with God, He will give you everything you need to be right with Him by His Spirit. God is so good. So Moses said, Lord, we have this intimate personal relationship. I want to see you. I want to see you. And God said, you know something? If you look straight on and see me in the fullness of my glory, in essence, I'm adding to it. But that's what he was saying. A man can't stand in that presence. Angels can't without a covering. But he said, I'll do the best I can. And he took him and he put him in the cleft of a rock and caused his goodness to pass by him quickly. Boom. And he saw his hinder parts. As I always put it, he couldn't stand his headlights. He got a little glimpse of his taillights. Can you say amen as he went by? Glory be to God. Glory. He called all of that glory that angels had to be shielded from. The reason the glory attends his presence is because of something intrinsic and innate to God himself, goodness. And that's why David said in Psalm 27:13, I had fainted. I've been crushed by life unless I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We all sing that song in the sweet by and by. Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear, walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One. Won't it be wonderful where? There. How many know we're still here? And as long as we're here, we need to see the glory of God. We need to see Him move by His Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the glory to come down in our homes. We need it in our lives. We need it in our nation.